Thank you for calling Crafts Video Membership. My name is Priscilla. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Hi, Priscilla. My last name is Pallant. It's P as in Paul, A-L, A-N as in Nancy, T as in Tom. And I have a couple of zip codes. I'm not sure which one you have. It might be 89449.
Okay, let me try this first. Let's see if it works.
Okay.
The first name is Lindy.
Lindy Pallant, yes.
Okay, I found here. Can you confirm for me what is the email address associated with your account?
It's lindypallant@yahoo.com.
Thank you. And the physical address, the mailing address is P.O. Box 6333?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. So I'm seeing here premium annual membership. How can I help you today?
Well, I spoke to somebody a while back about being overcharged when it was Craftsy before Blueprint got it and then went back to Craftsy. And I didn't realize it until Craftsy came back on the second time. And I looked at my account and showed that I was charged $80, $79 one day. And a few days later, I was charged again. So he said it would be on my account and that what I should do is cancel my membership and then go for your special of $2.49 as a new member, and that's the only way I'd be able to get it back since it was the old Craftsy.
Yes.
But he said that would be in my account.
Okay, but this charge that you say that it was made, what was the year?
2018, I think.
Okay. And, okay, just for me to see if I understand, you say that you had this charge was like in a few years ago. And what is the information exactly that you wanted about that?
Well, the gentleman said since you're a different, since they cannot refund my money since I was double charged, that I should cancel my membership and then renew it at your $2.49 for the new membership.
Okay. I'm seeing here this membership that you have now, it is active until March the 28th. It's showing that the auto-renew was canceled. What it means, after March the 28th is going to expire. So for you to sign up for the offer, you have to wait for this one expire for you to do that. So you have to be after March the 28th.
Okay, because he just said to cancel it and that you could either refund the remainder if there was anything and that you could reinstate it.
Just one second, ma'am.
Thank you. I did, Paul. Laura was on launch. The other lady looked it up and said that it was that she had already requested the medication and that Dr. Nakamoto hasn't done anything yet. What? Well, I can't imagine he won't. I mean, that'd be pretty undoctorly.
I'm sorry for the waiting, ma'am. Okay, so you say that you like to sign up before this one expired?
Well, he said that I could just cancel this one and then sign up for the $2.49.
Yeah, in this situation, because this subscription is already paid for, so... let me check with someone something just one second.
Yeah, he said it would be in my notes for my account.
No, it's showing here that the offer was given to you. They offered you the $2.49. I don't know if the person that talked to you explained how it works, because for you to sign up, you have to have a membership that is expired. It cannot be active. And this membership is still active until March the 28th. So,
you know what? That's fine. It's only a month. I'll just deal with it that way. That's fine.
Yeah, because, yeah, the auto-renew is already canceled. So it means that they're not going to renew automatically. The person that talked to you before, they send you an email with the link for this offer?
I don't know if they did.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now just to be... to be
okay,
secure.
That would be great.
Okay, let me just open the email. Just 1 second.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Just 1 second, the system is a little slow.
That's fine.
Okay, so the email was sent, ma'am. In the email, there is a link for the offer. So if you had any problem when you tried to sign up again after the membership expired, you can call us back and we'll do that by the telephone, okay?
Okay, yeah, I haven't gotten it yet.
Okay. Let me see if it is already left here. Okay, showing it now for 7 that the email left.
Boy, we're impatient, huh? I think I should.
Yeah, you just take a sec. We are too fast for the computer.
Yeah, exactly. So where are you at?
Me at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, okay. So you're a long way away. I'm in Hawaii, so.
Oh, my God. I would love to go to Hawaii. It's one of my dreams.
You know what? It's worth going to for sure. Well, it hasn't gone back, come in yet. Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, let me see if I put the email correctly. So LINDYPALANT@yahoo.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, that was correct.
All right. Well, I would imagine it'll come in here. If not, I'll give a call back. All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope you have a great day. So that was LINDYPALANT@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Very if you had one. Any problem and you didn't receive the email, just call us back.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling Craft Video Membership. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.